Dear God in heaven, we thank you so much. The atmosphere has been created. The intercessors have prayed. The praises have given praise and worship. And now it's time for your word to come out clearly. So we trust the Holy Spirit that lives in us to give us utterance and understanding and insight that we may yield to your ways, to your word. Every person on the sound of my voice, yet word of life, and they are rolling around the world online. We bless their lives and their families. And we thank you, Father. We see a lot of things going on in this season, but you warned us in your word that it would come. May we grow to maturity that we can walk right through it.
Thank you, Father.
Deal with it and not be afraid. Thank you. Open our eyes tonight that we may see and understand the word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to go back over a few things with you. Tonight, I want to deal with you about developing decreeing faith. Decreeing faith. Now, I've talked to you how to become a breakthrough decreer, but how to develop decreeing faith is so important here. And I want to bring you back over some things. It's actually faith that makes a divine decree. Now, I want to go back over decrees. A definition I give for decreeing. Decreeing is a spiritual governing, commanding, and demanding that is fully backed up by heaven. It's supernatural. It's a governing command and a governing demand. Actually, when I was meditating a few minutes ago, decreeing is a dominion word because you already know it's yours. Let's see, I want to tell you some other things. Decreeing is saying it's already done. Remember Jesus said in John 19:30, it is finished. Decreeing have come to when you decree a thing, and we're going to turn to Job 21, because when you decree a thing, you've come to a maturity when you say it, you don't look at it no more. It's you're matured enough of permitting God to speak through you. In other words, it's not you saying it, but it's God saying it. Because you're so sure you have the revelation, you have the understanding that nothing is impossible with God. Look at Hebrews 11, 3 first. I'll make a statement here. And you write this down. Decreeing is framing faith. Decreeing is framing faith. And there you got in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, give us an insight of faith. But also, not only in Hebrews 11 and 3, we look at it through faith. We understand that the world was framed by the word of God. You see that? Now, it's talk about the world, but what about your world? See what I'm saying? Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. Now, here's another thing about decreeing. Decreeing don't get upset if something don't change what they're seeing. They know it's done. Now, to my amazement, in studying the decreeing to come and teach more about it, the Lord took me back to Hebrews 11 and 1. Look at that again. Look at it with that. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, you have to be in that position the decree.
Yes, yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, when we go back to Job 22 and begin at verse 21, we see a dynamics for a maturing to be set up. A person to come to a position of maturing. And then you see at the 28th verse, he started talking about decreeing, but it came through so many stages before we got to decreeing. Are you following me? Look in the 21st verse. Acquaint not ourselves with him. You see that? And then it said, after you acquaint yourself with him, what do you say next? Why would acquaint yourself with him produce peace? I can't hear you. Because you know he can handle it. See, no matter what it look like, you know God can handle it, right? When you mature, when you come to a point where you have studied God and really recognize who God is, you come to a point, even when everything looked like it going wrong, he said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So you don't let Satan rob your mind of your trust. You bring it back. You don't be conformed, but you be transformed in Romans 12, 2. You stay transformed that you might prove what that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So when you acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. You know, it doesn't matter what's going on. I am at peace. Because I know my Father, the God I serve, is able to handle any situation. So I'm just going to look to him. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I want you to see the stages of maturity that has to take place before you can become a decreer, because I'm going to say some strong things tonight about faith, being a faith decreer, or decreeing faith. All right? Now, in the 22nd verse, I like the first word. See, a decreer already have received what they say.
Amen.
By revelation, by intimacy with God. It comes to a point that I know I trust. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. Now, I always did like Joshua 1:8. Who in y'all know what Joshua 1:8 said? This book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that's written therein, then thou make thy way prosper and have good success. Who made your way prosper? You did. But that's a decreeing verse there. But it tell you how to become a decreer, you got to be a meditator. Spend time with him. Listen, this is not about feeling. See, we're not talking about how I feel good. I ain't talking about no feeling. I'm talking about, we're talking about a revelation of God when you're a decreer. All right? So it's not so you acquaint, you receive. He said, I pray thee the law from his mouth and lay up his word where? See, all of these things have to be in place. Are you following me?
Yes,
sir. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm trying to, if the 23rd verse, if thou return to the Almighty, and see, sometimes we stray away from God, even though we love him, but we let the pressure get us. And we go to fumbling around like we don't know what to do. That's why he says, listen, it might turn into a situation you might be dealing with now. Be still and know that I am God. That situation you're dealing with is not your God. I'm your God. See, sometimes you just need to shut up and sit down and be still. See, the enemy wants you all nervous and wants you like it's not going to ever straighten out and you're going to get worse and worse. You always got to pray because you're not born again in your mind. Then he said, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, thou shalt put away iniquity from thy tabernacle. Well, you ain't going to sin. You ain't going to live in no sin if you love God. Then should I lay up a gold as dust and a gold of Ephraim as the stone of the brook. Yea, the Almighty, verse 25, shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Nothing wrong with that. I said nothing wrong with that. Don't y'all be a stupid church. And then you see denomination here. Nothing wrong with having plenty of silver, plenty of gold, and being blessed. That doesn't mean you don't love God. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was rich. The man on his book here, Job, he's a rich man. All right, now. For then thou shalt have delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. See, all of these things are putting you in a matured position. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him. See that? And he shall what? And thou shalt pay thy vow. You're going to obey God when God reveals something to you. Now we get to verse 28. So you don't jump to verse 28. Talking, I'm decreeing it, and you're scared of it all the time. He says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Now, let me go back. I have my notes I had from my other teaching to you to make sure we understand. Decreeing is proclaiming, but decreeing is a spiritual governing command and demand that is fully backed up by heaven. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
I don't want that to scare. I want you to get that, because you're not, all these decreeing messages I'm going to teach, you're going to have to know that. Decreeing is saying, I'm repeating myself, it's already done. Decreeing is framing faith. Decreeing is not a discussion, but a supernatural decision. Look in Isaiah 55:1. 55:11. So we've talked about faith, but here the Lord wants to talk about decreeing faith. When you say it, it's done. That's decreeing, that's a decreeing revelation right there. So shall the word that be that goes forth out of my mouth. Good God. You see, now it's God speaking, but he have given us the divine privilege. It should not return unto me void. We should think the same way. But it shall accomplish that which I please. You see it? And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. That is right there. That's a decreeing voice right there. But remember now, you're matured enough to do it. Immaturity, you're not going to do it. Are you listening to me? All right. Now, developing decreeing faith is framing faith. It is faith that make a divine decision. Yes, sir. Get this. Spiritual authority being spoken with divine backup. That's what decreeing is. Spiritual authority being spoken with divine backup. Unlocking and unblocking the blessing of God in your life. It's time to fully develop decreeing faith. Turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 6. For that to happen, faith must be in your heart and your mouth. Faith must be in your heart and your mouth. In other words, I believe before faith can really transpire, there must be a godly operation that take place in your heart. There must be some divine and supernatural substance moving through your heart that came out of the Word of God. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now notice that, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in our heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Go to the 7th verse. I want you to see this. Must be in your heart and your mouth. Who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. Go to the 8th verse. Keep going. But what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Look where it is now. And in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. Other words, if the word is not in your heart and mouth, you're not operating in faith. Uh-huh. So therefore you can't decree. So you see, a lot of times people got the word in their mind, but they don't really have it in their heart. Go to the 9 and 10 verse. 9 verse. Go to the 9 verse. I want you to see it. The whole thing. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead. So it's a combination of two things, your heart and your mouth.
Yes.
Right? Go to the 10th verse, and we'll go further. For with the heart, man believeth. You can't believe with your mouth.
Right.
Under righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made under salvation. So in order to, in decreeing, your heart and your mouth must be involved. You must receive it and believe it before you can release it. How many can see that? And that, you know, we talk about, go back to that word, meditation. Spending time with God, acquainting ourselves with God, listening to God. See? All right. Now, familiar territory, but I'm going to make a statement. There's no such thing as silent faith. If you don't speak it, it's not going to come to pass.
Amen.
And so here's familiar territory now, Mark 11, 22. Jesus gives us an example of how decreeing faith works. Faith is the combination of being in your heart and in your mouth. So and it can't be just in your mouth. Because if it's just in your mouth, the scriptures you memorize and you're just saying it, but you never meditated that it got in your heart. It has to be in your heart and what? Heart and mouth. So it's going to take time to get it in your heart. You can get in your mouth in 15 seconds. But it don't mean anything. Now in Mark 11, 22, Jesus showed us how it worked. Well, I'm going to go back to Jesus cursing that tree, decreeing that tree was cursed. He showed us the power in your word when it's in your heart. And then you don't hang around with it. Once you do, you just walk off.
Yes, sir.
And then when they come back and the boy was so shook up, the boy said, that tree dried up from the root.
Yeah.
Jesus, in essence, he didn't have to say it. It's not no surprise to me. When I say it, I know it had to do it. And that's the way we have to live. It's not no surprise to me. I told it wasn't going to produce nothing else. I cursed it. But I cursed it with my heart and mouth. Now, there are some things you're going to receive now that you haven't been receiving, even though you am to receive them. But you're going to think, you're going to be able to contemplate now, I have to have my heart and my mouth both involved. There's some places I want you to go back to after tonight. And you have, oh my goodness, you have your heart and your mouth involved. Not just your mouth. Even to the point, not just your heart. If you believe it and don't say it, you're still not going to get it. See, you got to create the atmosphere for manifestation. God, oh my God, listen to this. God can't create it for you. Jesus can't create it for you. The Holy Spirit can't create it for you. You got to create it. Look back in Mark 11. Verse 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Jesus was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, supposed to have figs on it, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of fig was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now the Lord wanted them to hear that. They wanted to hear. See, Jesus made this divine decree to that tree. You're not going to produce no more. Now the disciples, in verse 20, they went on and took care of some other business. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. And Peter called in remembrance and said to him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed withered away. Yeah, it withered away because I told it to die. Yeah. And that's the way you need to think about your situation. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Now, this, my brothers and sisters, that's how powerful you are. The church had not been that powerful, but that's how powerful you are. You're the most powerful being on the face of the earth because Christ lives in you. The Holy Spirit lives in you. You understand what I'm saying? You're not just a church member. You're not just trying to get to heaven. Heaven already down here. And you need to operate in degrees and beyond normal talking. You're just not a person. That's why you got to watch your word. You're not just a person talking. You God talking. Are you listening to me? So Jesus said, I better teach him about this. So you go to Mark 11, 22, and Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. For verily I say to you that whosoever, see now here, Mark 11, 23, I've been looking at it for 50 years, but it's a decreeing verse. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, say unto this mountain, say unto this situation. A Christian saying is not the same as a worldly person saying. Verily I say that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Now when I say unto this mountain, there's a combination of two things. You got to have it in your heart and in your mouth.
That's right.
Now, if you don't think it's in your heart, what you got to do? I can't hear you. Meditate. That boy meditates so much in Psalm 1, the Bible says in the third verse, whatsoever he did prosper.
Yep.
So meditate is important. Meditation is giving God a chance to make a deposit on the inside of you. Just say it. He said, who's ever to say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast. Should not doubt in his heart. Should not, see that? That is a hardened mouth. Should not doubt in his heart. That is a hardened mouth. But believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have what? Whatsoever he said. Well, my God, what a vast opening there. He shall have whatsoever he says. But that's how dynamic, that's how strong it is when you're functioning in that kind of decreeing faith. And then he go to the 24th verse. Therefore, I send you what things of you desire when you pray. What you doing? You using your heart and mouth there. Believe that you receive them. You should have them. What 22nd verse say? Have faith in God. Have the same kind of faith. All right. So let's say it this way. Before you can decree out of your mouth, the authority must be in your heart. I want you to get that now. Right now, sound like weapon. I want you to get that. Before you can decree out of your mouth, the authority must be in your heart. That's why spending time with God, getting acquainted, meditating, waiting on Him. So I'm going to give you three things that are going to qualify you to be a decreer. How does one qualify to be a decreer? I'm going to give you three things. Study. To show yourself approving to God, a workman needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I think that's intimidated. Study, number one. Number two, meditate. And listen to this third one. Obey. Look at Isaiah 1:19. And don't tell me you're going to obey without meditating. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So you got to be willing and obedient. And you can't do that on your own. So you have to meditate and have the revelation from God to God give you the strength to do it from the inside. So before you can decree out of your mouth, the authority must be in your heart. We say that, right? How does one qualify to become a decreer? Now we're back. Go back. Let me let you sit on it a minute. Go back to Job 22 and sit a few minutes in that 28th verse. Thou shalt also decree a thing. And look what he said. And it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. That's powerful, man. That's a powerful voice. So what the Holy Spirit is doing is teaching us how to operate and function from this verse. Now, I don't. How can I say this? Saying it and decreeing it is not the same thing. See, you can say a lot of things, but there's a supernatural force behind decreeing. Satan knows the difference between saying and decreeing. The Lord says, I'll give you a mouth and wisdom that the enemy cannot gainsay nor resist. You're speaking out of the voice of your sonship or your relationship with God. Hallelujah. Now here's a statement. You must see that decreeing is calling things that be not as though they were, for they are. Listen very carefully. In another dimension called dominion. And that's again, you mark your notes, Hebrews 11, 1 and 3. Use them two verses again. You must see that decreeing is calling things that be not as though they were, for they are. In another dimension called dominion, in what you're designed to operate in. You're designed to operate in dominion. You're not designed to be dominated by this world and by the man-made ideals. You're a child of the living God. You have power on the inside of you. Thank you, Lord. Turn to Mark chapter 5, verse 25. She heard, she believed, she said, and she acted upon. Come on, son, and she acted upon. Get them four things now. She heard, she believed, she said, and she acted upon. You got to do all of them. When you decree a thing, you got to start acting like it's already done.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You can't go around asking somebody else, am I doing all right? You have to know for yourself.
Yes, sir.
All right, then, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Watch this. Go ahead, keep going now. Watch what happened. And suffered many things, and many physicians had spent all that she had. There was nothing better but the realm of Guru. She still with me? All right, go to the next verse. Keep going. When she had heard of Jesus, she heard, see, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now, always that voice always kind of tricky. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. See, you think she just went and touched the garment. No. She didn't go. She said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Didn't she say it?
Yes.
Now look what happened next. She decreed her manifestation.
Yes, sir.
But decreeing does not mean you don't have to do
something.
You have to act on the revelation that God gives you while you're praying and while you're meditating. She didn't just say it, but she acted upon it. She did it. She said it, then she did it. If I must just touch the hem of his garment, she didn't get healed then. She got healed when she acted upon her decree. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I'll say this. You are closer than you think to what you're believing for. All it takes is one word from God. That's why we assemble here. You hear a word from God, we're working on something.
Yes, sir.
And one word can come in an atmosphere like this and give you your exact action you need to take. One word. That's what's so divinely about God. Oh,
hallelujah.
Somebody give him some glory. Praise his name. Praise his name. I believe in results, man. I don't believe in just coming to church. I believe in results. I believe we need to get results. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. This word is real. It's alive. It's powerful. It's unstoppable. And so we live a revelation life. We live a revelation life. Yeah, we live in a revelation life. A little bit. God show us something else. God show us something else. God show. Then we act on it. From two places. You may be seated. And if you read through that text, she got it. And Jesus told her, daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. But she had made some decrees too. Jesus was a faith decreer in his earthly ministry. We saw in Mark 11, 12 through 14. Go back there again, Mark 11. He was a decreer, faith decreer. Your heart and your mouth, they are important. Keep them connected to God, to his word. You notice I never say nothing about your feeling? My feeling hurt. Your feeling gonna stay hurt if you don't do something about it. Y'all gonna help me back there. Y'all do like I tell you. I said Mark 11, 12. Y'all gonna help me sometime. In no time, I go right back to my Bible if y'all not gonna help me. That's back over that Sam. He went over that body. He was hungry, and he decreed to that tree. You got it? Praise God. Listen very carefully. This is, I want you to use this the rest of your life. God gave you a heart and mouth to overcome and overrule Satan and all his power. When you become a decreer, you say something and walk away from it.
Right.
You know it's done. My. We're talking about Ephesian Christian, Ephesian, what is 4, where it got 11 through 16. We're becoming pace setters, pioneers. We're going in territories that the New Testament church, like she don't move too much. There's a remnant doing it, but we want to be in that remnant. Doing exploits, things out of the ordinary. Want somebody to say, how did it happen? Then we tell them about Jesus. Jesus was a faith decreer in his earthly ministry. And we see that in with the fig tree. God give you a heart and a mouth to overcome and overrule Satan and all his power. Look at Luke 21:15.
Hallelujah.
For I give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries should not be able to gainsay. But it's not just in your mouth. It's in your heart and your mouth. And it's not going to just jump in your heart, because there's blockers that don't want it in your heart. Because Satan knows once you get a revelation in your heart, in that area you become a god. Because you have divine backup. Totally divine backup. Hallelujah. All right, there's a question here now. How is the abundant life fully manifested? Turn to Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. How is the abundant life fully manifested? Here's a decreeing verse, how decreeing work. He says, O generation of viper, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance, I want that to be part of that verse. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if you got trash in your heart, when you speak, you'll get a trash revelation, a trash manifestation. But if you build and meditate that heart and get that heart, Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1:1-3, then you're going to speak powerfully. You're going to speak with the voice of God. I've seen it over and over and over again. I've seen preachers in stucks. They're still in the stuck 27 years ago. They're still in the same stuck, same rut. They won't ask no question. He just sat there. And they act like they're progressing. They're not progressing. The people behind them not progressing, because they won't grow. See, even the apostolic now, the apostolic flowing now, and the prophetic is flowing now. And a lot of resistance going to be from the pulpit. And when the pulpit resists, the people resist, because they don't know better. Now, you should be growing. You shouldn't be afraid. A whole lot of old culture mess coming out, and they try to teach them children how to be punks and stuff like that, little girl and all that in school. That's wrong. That is wrong, and God is going to deal with it.
Yes.
Going to deal with it. You see what I'm saying? It's not right. You know, I don't say a whole lot about it, but I'm on it. And I want you on it.
Yes,
bind it. Break that power.
Yes.
Call a fire of God down on it.
Yes.
Church accepted the thing, God, burn the church up. Burn the building up. The building, you got to burn up. He talking about a fire, talking about lightning. All right, lightning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want you to get this definition based on Job 22, 28. 22, isn't it? 22nd chapter, isn't it? You talking about decree of thing? I want you to get this definition. It's going to help you. An official order by legal authority. An official order by legal authority. And that's Job 22, 21 through 28, as you grow up to be a decree. But it's an order being given that has enough power behind it to make it come to pass.
Yes.
Nothing can block it, nothing can stop it. I said, nothing can block it, and nothing can stop it. I said, nothing can block it, and nothing can stop it. I like that. Nothing can block it, and nothing can stop it. I got it in my heart. I got it from God in my heart. Then it came up to my mouth. Nothing can block it, and nothing can stop it. I don't care how it look next week. If I spoke to it, I don't care how it look next week. It don't make me no different. It happened last week, because I spoke it last week. So all I got to do is hold fast to my confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise, and he'll make it come to pass. See, we got to stop letting our natural look, oh Lord, I don't want to say that, constipate our faith. It is stop everything, nothing moving. Because you're looking at the situation. But when you know you got authority, decree an official order by legal authority. You got a legal right as a child of God to stop everything Satan doing. What is not a blessing to your life, you got a right to stop it. Tonight. I got a few things I won't stop, huh? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I want to remind you to look at this text carefully. We went over it, Romans 10:9-10, because it says about believing in your heart and confessing your mouth. So important. Because what I believe in the body of Christ, sincere, genuine, loving, God-fearing people have said things, but it hadn't come to pass, but they hadn't placed it in their heart. It was just in their mouth. Now, this one will help you too when you aiming to produce something in your life. And I know as long as you're in the world, you got things to deal with. God works by faith from the inside. Satan worked by feeling on the outside.
Yes, sir.
So now, tomorrow, you locate who working.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And we all have to go through that.
Yep.
But listen to the statement. God worked by faith from the inside. Satan works by feeling on the outside. How many understand what I'm talking about? Don't he work?
Yep.
Don't Satan work? Sometimes we let Satan work more than God. Because we deal with them feeling, you see. And the Bible told us we should walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith, not by feeling. How many of y'all have some feeling problems? hold your hand up online. We had 5 new members join online Sunday. Was 698 members online, all over the world, from other countries. Turn to Psalm 19, verse 14. I'll tell you two more things, then I'm going to close. I want you to write in your note, knowing the revelation of a real decree. Knowing, we talked about it over and over tonight, but knowing the revelation of a real decree. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation, not just word, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yep.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
Combination of the heart and the mouth. Huh? So let me say this. I'm going to say it to you and for you. Feeling don't run me no more. How many of y'all got tripped by feeling before? Pastor, let me put my hand up. I'll put both hands up. I catch myself. What are you doing? Then you got to go back and meditate, you see. And so I told you this, but I'm going to say it a way that you can get it, and then I'm going to give you the two scriptures again. Here's the secret of a real decree anointed. Two scriptures. I've been quoting them all night. Joshua 1:8.
Yep.
Psalm 1-3. Psalm 1:1-3.
Yep.
Now, here is a high qualifying aspect of being, of decreeing faith. I like Mark 11:23, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Every I say, whosoever shall say to his mouth, be not removed, be not killed, should not doubt in his heart. See, at the heart and mouth, heart and mouth. Say heart,
heart.
Mouth.
Heart.
Heart.
Heart,
mouth.
Heart.
See, you got to have both of them.
Yes,
notice I never said nothing about feeling. All right, now. I think this is a clarity of the message that we are aiming to get to you in this decreeing power. You put the note down, Romans 14:17. That's decreeing. Romans 14:17. That's decreeing. Calling thing. Well, for the kingdom of God, not meat and drink, but right in peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. But actually, what is the scripture? Calling things that be not as though they were. 4:17. Put 4:17. That's what I want. 4:17. That was a good scripture there, but 4:17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. How he believed? You can't believe with your mouth. So when I ask you a question, you ain't got no more two answers, your heart or your mouth. You got to let this thing get on in you. You set that till you believe it. Then you get up and say it, walk off and leave it. And it got to come to pass. If you say it, and have them come to pass, what happened? You're just running your mouth. That's just running your mouth. I'm a child of the living God. Hallelujah. No, you don't believe that because you ain't got it in your heart. See, you got to have the heart, and then just suppose you're going to church and it's teaching nothing. Or you got to say this. Well, suppose you go into a church, you're just getting entertained. Huh? Suppose you go and receive a lecture. No, you got to give the Holy Ghost a free course. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Helping me right now. All right, now I'm going to have you stand up. I'm going to have you say a confession. I'm going to close.
I am
a dominion steward
on earth.
I have
a positive influence
everywhere I go
and everyone I meet.
The fruits
and power
of the Holy Spirit
fills me,
and I fill
earth
with His presence, and personality.
Wherever I go,
darkness become light,
and the atmosphere
shift
on earth
as it is in heaven.
Greater
He is in me
than anything
that is in the earth.
Every negative,
dark,
fear,
oppressed
atmosphere
must bow
to the power
and personality
of Christ
within me.
I'm overflowing
with love,
joy,
peace,
patience,
kindness,
goodness,
faithfulness,
and gentleness.
I choose to operate
in self-control
by the power of the Holy Spirit
and
to the glory of God.
I watch over my words.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
My thoughts
and my emotions,
so that I can
intentionally
have
a positive influence
everywhere I am.
I'm going
over there again.
Yep, sir.
I'm going over there again
because
something be in the address here.
Yes.
I watch over my words.
My thoughts.
Oh, Lord.
And my emotions.
So that I can intentionally
have
a positive influence
everywhere I am.
I do not let my feeling rule
me.
But instead,
I steward my feelings.
I choose to move in love,
peace,
joy,
kindness,
patience,
and the very character
and nature of Christ
within me.
Because
everywhere I go,
I am blessed
to change
atmospheres
for the better.
Raise your hand and praise God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.